It started with a jump ball. Barrow tipped it their way, but Bethel made the first point. Bethel senior captain Katie Crow made the layup. It was a close game, each team fighting for the lead. Every time the Warriors made a point, the Whalers were determined to make up the point. The first quarter ended in a tie, 10-10. During the second quarter, Barrow kept the ball most of the time, but the Whalers would only make 6 points this quarter. The team missed most of their shots. There were many air balls, or the ball would circle the rim and fall off. The Warriors began their lead, making every basket count. The first half ended, with Bethel ahead, 24-16. After halftime, Barrow came back, making the first 7 points of the third quarter. Every time the Whalers took the ball down the court, the Bethel crowd were on their feet yelling, "D up! Defense!" The energy was intense, the crowd's hearts racing as the clock counted down. The game was close. 1 second, the Whalers were leading, then the Warriors. Bethel fought their way back up, making layup after layup, causing the crowd to stand and roar. It was a close finish for the Warriors, ending the third quarter 35-31. The fourth quarter would decide it all. Each team was stealing the ball, trying to keep it away from their opponents. The game was tied, 41-41, with 1 minute and 21 seconds on the clock. Cheerleaders and audience members chanted, "Warrior Power," shaking the stadium, boosting morale. The Whalers started to foul, handing the lead to the Warriors with free throws. The buzzer sounded, ending the game. The Warriors won, 47-41. The Bethel boys also played against Barrow this weekend. On the Barrow turf, the Warriors lost, 45-51. For KYUK, in Bethel, I'm Ethan Sundown.